Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's roll. Game time decisions has begun. I am Gable Brenson. I'm on the grid. SiriusXM Channel 159 Sports Grid Radio and Television Networks will welcome our AM radio affiliates momentarily. I think Georgia just scored another touchdown, but we know what happened in a national championship game. 65-7 was the final score. Biggest blowout, most points scored, bunch of records set. But you know what? We actually made money because the game went over the number. And that's deceptive, Cam, that 72, yep. Because it was stuck on 59, bro. And yep. I'm not going to lie, I was getting concerned with like 10 minutes left. I'm like, I don't know if Georgia's backups are going to score and TCU are not going to score another touchdown. Thank God it went over the number. We ended up making a lot of money on the game when it was all said and done.
You're right, Morency. Another thing, too, the props. Like, we had a lot of our guys did really, really well. Like, Bowers, I had the over. Duggan got the only touchdown for TCU. You hit the over hard. The teasers did the over. You're right. When everything was said and done with the props, it was actually a very profitable evening. And, yeah, I shouldn't have listened to Sheriff Pan's buddy there who told me to do the teaser with the under. But you know what I like about you, Morency? You're your own man. You just said over. Everybody was talking under. It still went over. 72. You get the job done. Cash the ticket.
I got crazy though, Cam, in game. So I bet the dime before. No, I bet the dime really? Before the game started. Yeah. When the game started, so I had the dime before. I actually had a couple of other things too. But then I was like, you know what? When it was the quick touchdown by George, I'm like, you know what? This is going to be a track meet. I'm going another 500. Then I put another 500. Then I put another 500. Wow. Right. And I was like, this is great. They just keep scoring. And then in the third quarter, I stepped out for a minute and I look up and I'm like, man, there's 8 minutes left in the third and this clock is ticking fast.
It really is.
This has it over better. And I'm not going to lie, more often than not, you know what it's like when you get stupid and just sort of, it backfires, right? So I was sitting and I was thinking, I can't believe the season's going to end. I'm going to lose like $3,500 on this total because they're not going to score another point. Thank God the backup, the kid freshman for Georgia, the running back was running people over. So he's like, I'm scoring a touchdown. This kid's like, I'm getting in. But hey, congratulations to the Georgia Bulldogs. Hell of a football team. Quite a run that the Bulldogs are on right now. All right, so let's not live in the past. Donnie Wrightside's going to step up and in to join us. We got a full house. Coach James Young is in the house. Dave Sharapan, Dubsy, it's the Sony Open. We're going to touch a lot of bases. We've got NBA basketball. We're officially a month away from the NBA trade deadline, actually. Cam, we'll start off. I just got this. I've been wanting this. It's been hard to find.
Love that. Love that jersey.
Nice. I got screwed over this morning on a $1,500 cell phone. I don't want to get into it too much, but things aren't going well. And it didn't end well with
violence.
Me.
Violence at the kiosk? I'm going to get
No.
Close?
No, it was like a 22-year-old girl, bro. I'm arguing with a kid. Like, you know what I mean? They have a lot of attitude, these kids. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah, you're right.
She had an answer for everything I said. There was the customer was right. It became very combative and stuff very quickly, right? And then they always drop, is there anything else I can do to help you? I'm like, you didn't help me at all. You just aggravated me and argued with me. I just told her, no, I'm calling the headquarters. And I walked out. But then I saw this in a window. I'm like, I bet you they don't have my size. But they did, and I bought it. Shout out to our AIM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morency. We're kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. And, yeah, I've had a rough day. I have a $1,500 phone that broke, and it's not really my fault. It's sort of it's both our faults, but they're not helping me. And I ended up buying this Raptor jersey to make myself feel better after. Scotty Barnes.
I like it. It's a great jersey. I'm going to tell you, though, Morenci, my parents got shaken down by the kids at the kiosk, too, at the mall, so they brought in me as the big guns, and I got really, like, I've never, like, lost my mind on somebody, but I'm like, you're ripping off seniors. You guys are pieces of junk, whatever. And then the guy's like, whoa, whoa, hey, call the manager, whatever. Then they call the manager. It's a rope-a-dope, buddy. Trust me, you're just going to go down the chain of command, and it's going to get you're going to get you more frustrated, buddy. These guys got every trick in the book, let me tell you.
You're exactly right. And you know me.
I love ripping people off.
I'm like a pit bull if I'm on something. But, Cam, you're exactly right. I know. I'm like, yeah, I could start to jump through this hoop and that hoop, but my rage is just going to build and build and build. Yeah. And instead of just sort of accepting the loss and moving on with my life, I'm not going down like completely not swinging. I'm going for one more round with these guys, but that's
it. I agree with you. Yeah.
That's it after that. And then I have to accept the fact that I bought a piece of crap phone and I have to pick a lot of winners because it was $1,500.
Well, stupid, you made money phone. In the championship game. You got a Raptors jersey. I will say that, too. When I saw the commercial for that flip phone, I'm like, how strong is that flip anyway? Like, it, like one
not very,
thing, a little
Cam.
Bit too far. Yes, that's my point. Is I don't think I should be paying that much for if you go a little bit too hard. Like, they're meant for.
You know, they
like,
told me, too. They said, oh, it's very sensitive because all the hardware is in the middle where the flip is.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, that's not my problem. Like, you guys are morons.
It's a bad phone for the price.
Well, evidently, it is my problem. It is. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So you know what, Cam? I tell you, I always talk about it. Flashier isn't better, buddy. The old reliable crack glass.
Yeah.
Let's dance.
That's me
let's
too.
Go.
Yeah. I might cut my finger
I'm
making bets, but I'd rather have blood.
Hey,
yeah, blood.
I've had less problems betting on this than that other fancy phone.
I'm just gonna tell you, Morenci. Be
just
careful.
Saying, I've had any problems.
I'm just warning you. I wrote a letter to these guys. I was on the phone. They're not going to quit, buddy. I wish you well in your fight versus the company. I love my glass, too. It's brutal. Cut your finger.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
All right, Game Time Decisions continues. Let's do this thing. A lot of games tonight. Sort of, listen, anytime, I don't know, I'm sure you guys are the same, people tuning in. Anytime there's like a sports season comes to an end, there's always that sort of like letdown. More specifically, football, right? When baseball is over, it's like or hockey, it's like, man, that was like 10 months, man. That took forever,
yeah,
right?
Long.
But like,
long.
Yeah, college football is so fast. It's like, that's that. That's over. Ooh. I just sort of right away, I thought, well, I guess it's college basketball every Saturday now. Like, that's just sort of, you know, that's that. Although we do have some all-star games. Yet, it's a nice card tonight. We got a full slate of college basketball. You got NBA. You've got NHL. And now, really, the NFL takes center stage. Well, it's always on center stage. But the NFL now, the journey to the Super Bowl, the quest for the Vince Lombardi trophy is set to begin. Let's bring in Donnie Wrightside right now. A lot of stuff to unpack. With Donnie, always a pleasure. Donnie, how you doing tonight?
Hey, feeling good, gentlemen. Always happy to be here on a Tuesday night with you fellas.
All right, let's get right down to business and cut the small talk here. Ah. So the NFL playoffs are set to begin. I want to start off with the games first, Donnie, but FanDuel's got the correct, name the finalist, name the finalist in the Super Bowl. There's some intriguing odds. And Cam, if you want to get real deep, there's the pick, the exact final, and then who's going to win. And you get some real fat odds for that. Yet I'm always fearful. Like a good example is I like France to win the World Cup, but I won 22-1 with Argentina and France lost in the final. I wouldn't want to take the chance, Cam, of getting the correct final right and not making money on it. So I'd rather bet like who's going to play in the Super Bowl than actually, oh, these teams are going to play and that team's going to win. It's a little ambitious when you do that. But
I have
there's some angles, though. There are some angles.
At the start of the year. At the start of the year, I have the Bills playing Philadelphia in my mixed match parlay. Preseason bet documented.
For how much?
I put $50 on it.
Not how much you bet. Like how much does it pay?
Oh, thousands.
Like before no, but I'm saying before the year started. What are the odds for that? Because they're still pretty good.
I think it was 120-1.
Well, 120-1 at $50 game, you're gonna make a lot of money. Look it up, see what it pays.
Are you retiring, Kane?
The Bills.
I know, Don. Yes, he's talking 120-1.
Yeah.
Am I retiring? Yeah, maybe it's time to move.
Find your bet. Find your bet.
Ready to retire.
Yeah. It's on a different site than the other one I use, so it might take me a little while to find it. But I know it pays, I think it's $10,000 or something like that. It pays a lot. It's a lot of money.
I'm sure you would remember if it was $10,000. Like, if I find a bet.
No.
All right, so.
Okay,
if I find a bet. You would have brought it up. I got $10,000 if these two things
happen. No, I've told you this before, but it's like I did it. It's not on my usual site. It's on one of these other Joker sites that I have no money in now, but it's active bets. But anyway, continue. I Philly and Buffalo. That's bottom line.
All right, yes. So as that is right now, Philadelphia and Buffalo is plus 650.
Yeah.
Buffalo versus Philadelphia is plus 650. For the Super Bowl. What do you think of some of these odds, Donnie? Like, you're the Philadelphia guy, so like, let's center in on Philadelphia here.
Yeah.
All right, so the Philadelphia Eagles, Baltimore. All right, wait. Philadelphia. Dear God. Super Bowl correct matchup. I know. Every time it double and triple refreshes when I hit refresh here. We're close. Where the hell is Philadelphia? All right, here we go. All right, Kansas City Chiefs versus Philadelphia. They got Philadelphia on the back end of all of them. Kansas City Chiefs versus Philadelphia is plus 550. Kansas City Buffalo Bills versus Philadelphia is plus 650. Is Philadelphia the play here, Donnie? Are Philadelphia making the Super Bowl in your opinion?
Yeah, I do think Philadelphia makes the Super Bowl. If Lane Johnson comes back, Jalen Hurts gets another week and a half off, knock off the rust. They're going to be at home. They're the best team in the NFC. I do think they make it there. And again, if they slip, I don't know who they slip to other than the San Francisco 49ers. I don't think we're looking
at They're going to play the Cowboys or the Bucks, right? So
exactly. Yeah.
And I think it'll be the Cowboys, personally. I think the Cowboys are going to win the game.
Me too.
All right, so Cowboys at Eagles after, and then you host the 49ers.
Yep, exactly. That's weird.
Cam, you're standing your ground. You think it's Philadelphia or San Francisco that are going.
Yes, correct.
I actually believe
that's I don't think that's an argument.
I don't think it's an argument, but if I were to take one flyer, it would be Dallas. I think Dallas is the one team. I don't believe in Tampa Bay.
Like, say Seattle.
No. Come on, man. Say Seattle. I would.
Come on, man.
I bet you cover the 10.
Do it.
Yeah. Hey, wait, you think Seattle's going to beat San Francisco? Yeah. I'd love that. But I just think, what, Seattle go to the Super Bowl?
Man.
I don't even know if it's listed. I think Dallas is a dangerous team. That's all, Gabe. I think they beat Tampa Bay, and I think they can beat Philly. That's all I'm saying. I think Dallas can beat Philadelphia.
The Seattle beating Jacksonville in the Super Bowl, that's retirement fund money right there.
What is that price? Is that even out there?
That's the best Super Bowl ever.
Yeah, like you walk up and you're like, Seattle beats Jacksonville in the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Like some of these odds. Ravens. Right. So you're in Bills country. Right? Yeah. Keep it up here. Bills Cowboys 18-1.
I like that.
Bills Vikings 38-1.
Yeah.
Bills Giants 70-1. Bills Eagles plus 650. Bills Niners 8-1. Ooh, it's pretty tempting. Bills Seahawks 95-1.
95-1, yes. Retirement fund. Yeah, you said it. That's great.
Before the year, full disclosure, before the year, I actually said it would be the Bills and the Bucks. Yeah, I can't stand by that.
What is Jets 35-1? Marenzi, it's got to be 400-1, right? Do they list it or is it other?
Look at the one 550-1. Ravens Seahawks. My goodness, you can't.
Where's one?
You see the Ravens Seahawks 550-1? Oh,
wow!
Not to spray the splash the board here a little bit.
Donnie. Are these guys jerks? They don't even have. They don't even. I don't think they do. Seattle.
Yeah, I don't think they do.
They don't have any option of Seattle actually winning.
That's really actually, you know what, Renzi? That's
be a millionaire. You own the sports book if that happened, I guess.
That's right. Like, I make
No. Okay, here we go. Here we go. It's just so many of them. They're kind of mixed up. Oh boy.
It's hard to find.
All right. Seattle to beat the Buffalo Bills in the Super Bowl.
What is it?
It's only 180 to 1.
Yeah, I need more. 500.
Yeah, we do need more than that.
Seattle to beat the Bengals is 240 to 1.
Yeah.
Seattle to beat the Chiefs, 160 to 1. Strange that they have it. It's harder to beat the Bengals than the Chiefs, even though the Chiefs are the favorites. Yeah. Some weird numbers here. The Bucks. I just thought as a Bills fan that somehow Tom Brady would terrorize us and be in our way to win the first Super Bowl. But I don't even think they're going to beat Dallas. A lot of people do. The number went to 2.5 in FanDuel, guys. The numbers come down.
Yep.
So, all right, let's take a look at these games. So, Donnie, what do you think about this? The numbers of money's coming in on the dogs here. San Francisco and Seattle is 9.5 right now, FanDuel, 42.5.
Yeah, it's supposed to be pouring rain in that game, which is kind of interesting because typically you would think that the underdog gets a little bit of a
Seattle weather.
Bad weather. Exactly. They're used to that. 55 degrees and rain. I mean, come on. It's like they're playing in a home game at that point. I do agree with the line coming south of the 10 to 10.5 now in the 9.5 range because we have to also remind ourselves this is a rematch. They've already played twice. They're divisional opponents. They know each other, and you don't get style points here. Last time they matched up, Seattle gave them a run for their money. Now, am I going to say right now, Gabe and Cam, that, oh, man, I really like Seattle? No, I don't, because I think San Francisco is red hot. But you're still dealing with a rookie quarterback having to win by double digits in a playoff game in the possible rain. That's tough to do.
My concern would be with the back door here. You know what I mean? Like, San Francisco could be...
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Got 20 to 10 type thing in the fourth. That type of game.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, Seattle.
Shanahan's been known to slow it down.
Left. Yeah,
Shanahan
exactly,
will slow it down.
Right?
Yep, absolutely.
He's got Purdy. Doesn't go on to get anyone more hurt.
Yep.
Just
a lot of points.
Strong, you know what I mean? Like, the back door concerns me here. I think San Francisco win by like 10, 13, or maybe 7. Right?
How about 7? Yeah, 7. Perfect.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Gabriel Moranci. We've got some hockey news that I know Donnie Wrightside wants to comment on Shane Wright being traded from Kingston, the Frontenacs, to the Windsor Spitfires. He's like, what? Who? What? Come on. Like,
what is that?
Windsor Spitfires.
I've been a Hamilton fan. We'll get... This is terrible news.
Well, you're a steelhead guy. That's the Mississauga steelheads.
That's our team, Donnie. We're the steelheads.
There you go.
Mississauga steelheads. He was the fourth overall pick in the NHL draft. He's had quite the journey, this kid, in the last year. But we'll get to that with Sharapan in the 7 o'clock hour. Me and Cam will have some hockey picks coming up in about 15 minutes. All right, let's keep this rolling here. So, Donnie, I remember when Doug Peterson was a coach in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't think he was good, right? Even though he won a Super Bowl, they ran him out of town.
Like the
I remember
sixth choice,
I was,
by the way, that year to hire him. By the sixth choice they were down to. Yep, exactly.
And I was one of the people at the time that also gave a ton of the credit to Frank Reich. Oh, it's Frank Reich, really, that called the plays. And all, you know what I mean? It was more Doug Peterson was just there. And I never, you know, I didn't think of Peterson much. You know what I mean? I didn't think he was bad, but I didn't think he was some great, like, oh, man, this guy's super that caliber coach and, like, what a great coach. Well, he goes from worst to first here. And where I'm going with this is I would rather have my money on Doug Peterson than Brandon Staley. I've got Doug Peterson versus Brandon Staley. The best, like, I you know, you look at his game to me, and there's just so many more pros on the Jacksonville ledger than the Los Angeles ledger, in my opinion now. Donnie, what's your take on the game?
I got to tell you, like last week and tweeting out and doing so many shows on it, I thought the NFL handed the Chargers the best gift you could possibly give them. It was almost like a free buy. We got a game at 1 o'clock that should have been at 4 o'clock, which means the Bengals and the Ravens should have been lined up directly with the Chargers to force them to play their starters. Staley said at the beginning of the week, hey, we're going to play our starters if the game means something in the fifth seed. The NFL drops that dime, puts their game back later. They don't have to play anybody. They shouldn't have played a single person. They would have had their bye week. Why Jacksonville and the Tennessee Titans had an emotional game, winner gets all in, and then when they, you think they can come back from that high, they're used to it, the Chargers would be lying in wait. But the Chargers blew it. Played their guys, and they got beat by a horrendously bad Broncos.
And beat
team.
Up.
I agree with you. Yeah, yes, I completely agree with you.
What's
I completely
this guy
agree.
Doing,
Unbelievable.
Dave? You have hurt players. Like the one thing you do with say with the Chargers is you don't play your hurt guys like Mike Williams.
Free
like,
bye week.
They're always
it was
hurt.
A free bye
like,
week.
What's he doing?
Yeah.
Well, the thing That's is, stupid. Too, if you've got a team, you've got a bunch of guys that have never been hurt in their career before, it's like, yeah, whatever, dude. Yeah. Like,
they're young. Hurt in if six they're years. Really young. Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
If you have the Chargers, guys, Mike Williams is always hurt.
Over.
Right. Yes. Always, they're always, always hurt everybody on that team. That's where you put everybody in bubble wrap, finally. You're like, all right, no. We got one. No. We don't take any chances now. We actually got this far without imploding. Let's not implode. And now you got to travel as well. It's a tough spot. Yeah. It doesn't seem like it is, but it's an awkward place to play in Jacksonville. You know, and it's
tough game.
I just don't think they're tough enough, Cam. You know what? I'm going to cut to the chase. I think the Jags are hungrier, meaner, nastier. I think they'll do whatever it takes. I think they're going to light Herbert up. The defensive lineman, Josh Allen, not the quarterback, but the other Josh Allen, who's pretty damn good. He's going to cause a lot of problems. The Charger offensive line is suspect. You've got Slater. I don't know what Slater's status is. I'm buying into the Jags, guys. I'm taking the Jags in this game. I've got Feinberg on the show tonight, too.
Bring out the ladle. Stir. Hi, it's High Voltage Radio with Jeff Feinberg. Anyway, it's a great teaser game, Morenci. Either way, I think it's very tight. Very tight game.
Dolphins and Bills, Donnie. It's 9 and 45.5. This number's coming down right now. I don't know what the quarterback status is. I think it's going to be Teddy Bridgewater for Miami. What's your take on that game?
Actually, here's what I'm looking for in this game. I need it to be Teddy Bridgewater just to run a functional offense for Miami. They're going to be down probably Mostert in this game, which kills them as well, who did very well last time against the Buffalo Bills. But it's going to be cold, 25 degrees, but no wind, like 2 or 3 degrees it's stating here. Or excuse me, 2 or 3 miles an hour. No rain or precipitation. I think we get a lot of points in this game. But I got to tell you right now, Gabe, if this is Skylar Thompson, this is one you could probably shut off at the half. Like I'm talking like a 28-3 where the Bills just say, we don't even have to score anymore because this offense is an absolute joke. They need to be Teddy Bridgewater, and Teddy Bridgewater playing well to hang around this number here. But again, if it's the younger guy, it's a wrap. Buffalo basically gets a bye week this weekend.
The New York Giants are getting 3 points against the Vikings. So a 13-14, laying 3 points only. You know, you look at his team. I get it. They have a -3 point differential on the season. The Giants actually have a -6 point differential on the season. The Giants have lost 6 of their last 8 football games. They're an injured football team. I just don't think they have the firepower. I know everybody likes to kick Kirk Cousins and pick on Kirk Cousins and the Vikings this and the Vikings that. I think the Vikings will get messed up the following week in San Francisco, but they win this football game against the New York Giants.
This is it's a tough one for me, honestly, because I look at this as the Minnesota Vikings. Most people are down on them. The Minnesota offense is way better than the Giants' offense. Defenses are probably marginal to begin with on both sides, but just something about Minnesota just irks me a little bit. They played their starters last week, and Kirk Cousins, by the way, was very crisp, very efficient, about a half of football. But I like what Dable did. Unlike Staley, rested his key players to give them the best opportunity to win this game. It was a close one last time they played. I got to tell you, I'll go opposite. I think the Giants actually have a legitimate chance to beat the Vikings here on the road. That's how down I am on the Vikings.
Tough game.
Cam, you pulling the trigger with the Giants or the Vikings?
Well, I got kind of a soft spot in my heart for Daniel Jones since everybody rips me on every podcast and show that I do, and I defend him.
Hey, I've been defending that guy for years.
Me too. Me and you have been like, we're like his defense lawyers. It's like everybody versus us and Daniel Jones. It's like, I love the guy. The guy can run. He's like Josh Allen light. The guy can do things. You know what, guys? It's going to be a tight game. They already played the Vikings this year. Yeah. They lost by 3, Morency. It's going to be probably right around the number. I lean Giants, but I don't love the game at all. The Vikings are being a little bit disrespected. Should be a tight game, but I'm probably leaning Giants.
Ravens are getting 7. This number keeps creeping up. I guess the odds makers are starting to believe that Lamar Jackson will not play in this game, Donnie.
And that's going to be disastrous, too, because you're waiting, I guess, for tomorrow, that Wednesday report, just to see him in practice. But we haven't seen him at all in 5 or 6 weeks at this point right now. Like, is he in the playbook? Can he run? Can he throw the football? Like, where is his mindset at?
More maybe if they would have paid him, too, Donnie, he'd be a little bit more eager to get back on the field right now.
Hey, I'll throw the brakes on. I'll get right back out.
Where's the reports? Yeah. Guys, like, where's the reporter going to his house? Right? This guy has not been seen on film. He has not been seen at the facility. He's AWOL. Like, I don't know what is happening here. But anyway.
And they gave Roquan Smith $100 million today.
$1 million today.
Right?
Yeah, that's a great call. He's like, Lamar's probably got steam coming out his ears. That's a good point. I agree.
I think Lamar Jackson is going to be the quarterback of the New York Jets next year.
I agree with you, Renzi. I couldn't agree more. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Or he will not be a Raven. This will not end well in Baltimore.
Yep.
He was all okay, fine, and all smiles about it. It will not end well. They're going to franchise him. He'll be like, fine.
He's not showing that. Yeah.
Yeah. And it'll be like,
all right. Even if he plays this week, like, I could see him getting hit hard and just kind of going out of the game. Like, the allegiance to the Ravens and Lamar is gone. Something has happened. He did not get the guaranteed money. He watches Deshaun Watson get paid, and he's sitting there going, what? Like, what is happening?
Kyler Murray, he's accomplished more than those guys have. Like,
you're damn right, yes. You're right, Murray.
And he's never been sued 22 times.
What's going to happen if we don't see this guy tomorrow? There's no cameraman at his place, like where he lives. It's just a weird story because he's not even been around.
Why do you want cameramen at his place? You've gone back to that. You want a camera at his house?
No,
I like it, Cam.
It's like, see Homer Simpson. He goes, look at him right there sitting on the couch. Remember when they put green? He's like eating chips on the couch. Where is Lamar? Where are you?
We want Kent Brockman, like, with a camera through the window. Lamar's on the couch.
I want to see Lamar. I want to see.
Come on. Yeah.
I just want to see where he is.
You want to see him on a Peloton working out?
Yes. rather than seeing Harbaugh, who's aged 20 years in a presser, live.
I want to see the cameras at his house twice. Cameras at his house.
The car is in the driveway.
Come on. He's Lamar's here.
If I'm a quarterback, if I'm in a state where I can get away with it, Cam, I'm starting to shoot at people. If, like, I see the media outside my house,
I'm just saying, get the hell off my property. I saw Harbaugh do an interview today, like lying through his teeth. He looked like he aged about 30 years like Vrabel. I don't know what the hell's going on at Baltimore.
Harbaugh's like, I love him. Everything's going to be fine. It's like, no, coach, it's not. It's not fine. Things aren't going well.
Not fine at all. No.
All right, Cowboys and Bucks. Everybody thinks the Bucks are going to win this game. It's even down to 2.5, but I like the Pokes. I think the Pokes will win, Donnie.
Look, for the last month, all I kept saying to myself is I just want any team to line up against the Bucks in the playoffs, and I'm taking the other team. And Dallas played so bad on Sunday. It sort of has me thinking in the back of my head, like, is this going to be real? Brady's going to win this game. But no, anybody with a good pass rush, Dallas has that. They should be able to handle their business against the Buccaneers. I'm not buying in the fool's gold. Ooh, they beat the Carolina Panthers. Congratulations. No, Dallas should be able to handle them. And now, Gabe, you're right. You're getting the value here. You know that we're laying 3. It's 2.5. What would you be surprised with later in the week? More likely for this game to go back to 3 than, let's just say, 1.5, right?
I would agree. You figure that there's going to be some buyback with the Dallas Cowboys. It's just true. The anti-Dak Prescott. It's people don't trust Dak, don't like Dak. 30 seconds, Donnie. What do you got for us tonight? What are you playing, college, NBA?
Yeah, a couple things. I took the Sixers early in the morning at 11.5. They ballooned up to 14 now, 14.5. I still like them. I think they win by 15-plus against Detroit. But also, late night, Mavericks and the Clippers, 223.5. I'm actually going
to
take...
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something. But this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery. But we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Out at McDonald's, te puedes llevar un $5 McChicken meal deal o un $6 McDouble meal deal. Así, hay algo para todos. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu meal deal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
The under in that game. Two of the slower paced tempo teams in the league. That's where I'm going tonight.
Clippers right in that 6-game losing streak. Donnie, right side. Thanks, Donnie.
All right, boys. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're kicking it, Reggie Redhead. Cam Stewart, great stuff with Donnie as always. All right, let's talk. We got the coach James Young stepping up and in. We got basketball coming up. There's just what? I think there's one game at 7 o'clock. There is. The Pistons and the Sixers, the game Donnie was just talking about. It's a monster point spread, Cam. Everybody's out for Detroit. And I'm going to see if I can get a starting lineup here in a couple of minutes. But FanDuel just locked this game, actually. Whatever. They won the other night without Embiid. It's too many points for me. I was just going to pass on this game.
I agree with you. It's Detroit or pass, and I'm probably going to pass on that game. Too many points. I agree with you 100%. Way too many.
All right, we'll get in Oklahoma City and Miami after. Speaking of not having anybody, everybody's out for the Miami Heat tonight, except Jimmy Butler. It's Jimmy Butler and the Pips tonight, essentially. And I don't, that's disrespectful to the Pips because Max Strus would never be able to be a Pip. So right. It's disrespectful. Yeah, there's no Bam Adebayo. There's no Tyler Hero. There's no Caleb Martin. There's no Duncan Robinson and there's no Kyle Lowry. So in other words, their whole team is gone except for Jimmy Butler. And they got Gabe Vincent and Williams tonight. And they're 2-point favorites, which is pretty crazy, actually. And for the record, Giddy and Gilgeous-Alexander are both playing. All right, so that's the 7 o'clock in the NBA. We'll get into the college basketball 7 o'clock action coming up. I got some Moneyline parlays. Let's get into the National Hockey League. Let's start off with the Minnesota Wild and the New York Rangers. Rangers, minus 146 at home, Cam. The total is 6. What's your pick, and why are you taking who you're taking in this game? What do you got?
I don't know what to do with this game. I have a lean to the Rangers, but it's tough. Minnesota on the road, short price for the Rangers. I know Fleury went wild, but I'm not sure if he's starting in net for Minnesota, but this is a tough game for me. I lean Rangers, but it's a very difficult game. But I lean Broadway Blue Shirts.
We'll get the starting goaltenders for everybody. I think the Rangers are the play here tonight. They're both playing good hockey. To me, though, it's kind of, I'm surprised the Rangers aren't bigger favorites, actually, in a spot like this. I'm gonna pull the trigger here with the Blue Shirts on home ice. They struggled out of the gate at home. They've been better. And they need to start racking up wins on home ice and putting this together. Marc-Andre Fleury will be the goaltender tonight against Shesterkin.
Yeah, I like the Rangers. I have a lean to the Rangers.
All right, the Vancouver Canucks and the Pittsburgh Penguins are in action tonight. The Penguins, Casey DeSmith between the pipes for the Penguins. Spencer Martin goes for the Vancouver Canucks. The Canucks are a pretty simple team to bet on, actually. You bet their overs. You bet the first period over. And you take them plus a puck and a half, and or if you think they're going to implode, you can bet against them. But I guess what we're getting at here is you've got to, anytime the Canucks are playing, and I hate betting hockey overs. I'm not a big hockey over bettor, as people know with me. But I am when it comes to the Vancouver Canucks. Their defensemen are terrible. They give up a million shots a game. They give up like 6 to 10 legitimate danger scoring opportunities a game. Spencer Martin is good, but he's not great. He's okay. Look, dude, they're 22-14 of the over. They played 36 yep. hockey games, Vancouver, and 22 of them have gone over, okay? And I like to see how many times they didn't go over by like half a puck or like by one. They got to 6 as opposed to 6.5. They're an over team. They're an over team. And they're also a team that bounces back pretty well. Like the Canucks are very erratic, but there's a pattern to their madness. Look, they beat San Jose 6-2, Cam. Then they lose to Winnipeg 4-2. Then they lose to Calgary 3-2. Then the Islanders beat them 6-2. Then everyone thinks, oh, Colorado will kill them. Then they beat Colorado 4-2. Then they go to Winnipeg. It's like 4-4 after like 10 minutes or whatever. And then they end up losing 7-4. Now they go into Pittsburgh tonight. I'm expecting a pretty good effort from them, actually, tonight, the Canucks.
I agree with you.
I like
you.
The Canucks plus a puck and a half. I like the Canucks and the Pens over 1.5 in the first period and over in the hockey game. It'll help the Canucks to get on the East Coast, actually.
I couldn't agree with you more. And if people listen to the show, we said these are the type of games Vancouver wins when they beat Colorado that night, because I remember us talking about it. That's what they do. They beat good teams, and then they gag, and then they're all over the place. You know what? I expect a high-scoring game tonight, and I agree with you. I think Vancouver could win this game or plus 1.5. Definitely love the over.
Vancouver beat Pittsburgh earlier this year 5-1, actually, and they were in a bad spot when they did that, so it is a revenge spot. It is a revenge spot for the Pittsburgh Penguins this evening. I look forward to Sherapan's take on this game. All right, the Columbus Blue Jackets and the Tampa Bay Lightning. For the record, listen, the Lightning are up to minus 490 right now at FanDuel. They're minus 2.5 on the puck line. The total is 6.5. And for me, I didn't see another hockey game that I wanted to parlay it with. So I parlayed it with the Toronto Raptors on the money line. So I've got the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Toronto Raptors on the money line at minus 157. I do like the Lightning tonight, but I'm not laying minus 480 or 90. Just went to 480, and they're minus 2.5 on the puck line. What's your pick, Cam? Columbus and Tampa.
I want to take Columbus plus 2.5 on the puck line, but I don't think that can even be trusted. Tampa Bay will win the game. Question is by 2 or 3 goals, probably. I like the Lightning. I think your parlay is safe there. I'm not sure if they're going to win by 2 or 3. It's a good number at plus 2.5. But Lightning to win this game should go over 6.5 as well.
We've got the Carolina Hurricanes and the New Jersey Devils in action. This has been a one-sided rivalry. The Carolina Hurricanes have beaten the Devils the last 5 times that they've gone head-to-head. It's a short price tonight. I actually like the Canes in this spot. And I don't bet a lot of Cane hockey games. But you've got an angry Carolina team coming in here, riding a 3-game losing streak. And the Devils have, now the Devils are sort of playing like you would expect them to play. They're a 500 team. Like, look at their pattern. You know, Cam, lose, lose, win, lose, win, lose, win, you know, lose, lose. That little hot start is over. They played over their heads to start the season. Reality has caught up to them. I like Carolina in this spot. I'm not a big Kane backer usually, but I'm taking the Canes tonight, Cam.
I lean Carolina too. I think Devils are a little bit better than what you said, but I understand they did have a hot start. Like they're still a good hockey team, but Carolina's a superior hockey team and they're at home. It seems like a short price, a little bit worried. So yeah, I agree with you. I like the Carolina Hurricanes in that game.
Here I am. Yeah, I'm taking the Canes. All right, the Seattle Kraken. Seattle Kraken, man. This team just keeps cracking people. They crack heads, this yep. team. They crack the book. That's what they're cracking, especially on the road. They're 23-12-3-1 on the season right now, but they're 13-4-1-1 on the road. And incredibly, these guys are just a dominant road team for whatever reason. Buffalo are not very good at home. They're 500 at home. They're 9-9-2 for whatever reason at home. Buffalo are playing their best hockey of the season right now. They've won 8 of their last 10 hockey games. The Kraken are 7-2-1 in their last 10 games. So you wouldn't think that Seattle and Buffalo could be the game of the night tonight, but it actually could be. I like the over 1.5 in the first period in this game. And I didn't like Buffalo. Was it last night against Philadelphia? I was on Philadelphia.
Yes, I'll give you credit. I'm going to explain myself. This will be one of the hardest plays for me because Buffalo tanked that game. Yes, exactly, Morenci. It's one of those things I didn't think logically last night. They laid an egg against Philadelphia. Good on you for taking Philadelphia. This is it. The Kraken have beaten the Leafs, the Canadians, and the Senators on this trip. It's a long road trip now. Buffalo laid an egg. This is a spot. I am all in on Buffalo tonight. I love this. This is my favorite game in the NHL. I know it's crazy. The Kraken have been great, but I love Buffalo tonight. And I do agree with your over in the first period as well. This is the spot for Buffalo. And if I lose this game, that's on me. But I'm just saying the spot tells you Buffalo. This is a good spot for them, I believe.
I'm just going to play. You know what? This is a tough game for me. Like, it is. It's a tough game. Deal is with the Kraken, Cam, even though they played last night.
They're so good. I know.
Yeah. And the thing is, they're not just winning, guys. Like, they're killing teams. So it's not like, oh, they're getting lucky and, oh, they won in overtime again or something. Yep. It's like, no. On this, the road trip, it's lethal. All right. They beat Edmonton 5-2 in Edmonton. They go from the west coast of Canada into Toronto. On the East Coast, they beat the Leafs 5-1. Then they roll into Ottawa, and they beat the Ottawa Senators 8-4. I mean, they beat the Islanders by 3. I mean, they're winning by a margin, which is crazy. Then they shut out the Canadiens last night 4-0 in Montreal. Yep. They're just a scorching red hot hockey team. I'm not getting in front of them.
You know what? I am getting in front of them. I could be hit by a bus, but to your earlier
And look
point
at Buffalo, too, Cam. Buffalo what? Coming off the 4-0 loss. All of Buffalo's wins are kind of lucky. Not lucky, but they're sort of that like Viking-ish thing going on. Like they beat Minnesota 6-5 in overtime.
Yep.
They beat Buffalo 5-4 in overtime. They beat Boston 4-3 in overtime.
Hey, that's a good win. Beating Boston is a good win.
No, it is. It is. They lost to Ottawa in between. I'm just stating they beat Vegas 3-2. I'm just stating the discrepancy. Buffalo, when they win a close game. Seattle, when they win, and it's often, they kick the crap out of you.
All right. I'm not going to debate anything you said. I'm just saying this. Buffalo got shut out at home against, now they're playing a team that is on fire in their last game of a road trip where they've gone all the way across Canada and smoked everybody in their way. This is, if they're going to stumble, tonight's going to be the night. It's a little bit of a leap of faith, but I love the Sabres tonight. I think they beat the Kraken, and I think we get goals in this game. I think they win 6-3, something like that.
All right, Winnipeg Jets and the Detroit Red Wings. This is a game that just sort of gives me a headache just looking at it.
I feel nauseous all of a sudden. That's tough.
I lean with the under. That's my first instinct. I look at that. I'm like, 6.5 is too high. The Jets are a big under team. They're 8-1-1. They're 8-1-1 to the under in their last 10 games. Winnipeg -137 on the road. This is a classic. I must stay away because anything could happen. But I like the under 6.5 in this game, Cam. That's my pick.
Tough game. I lean Jets, but I don't love it. You said it. This game can go either way. I think it could be a very low scoring game. Or Detroit, sometimes they play pond hockey. The Jets want to keep it in a low scoring affair. But I lean Jets, but it's probably not going to make my card. I got too much other stuff going with these other games.
I got to get this pick in here. Vancouver Canucks +1.5. Let's go, Vancouver. All right, Canucks are in +1.5. And I got to get the over pick in here because I got a lot of basketball coming up. We got a coach coming up here. There's going to be a flurry of basketball picks. We're going to start clicking. All right, so we got the over 1.5 in the first period of Vancouver Pittsburgh. We got over 6.5 Vancouver Pittsburgh. And we took the Vancouver Canucks +1.5. All right, so Winnipeg and Detroit, I like the under 6.5. There's only one NBA game at 7 o'clock. It's that Philly game. But we do got college basketball. Not a ton at 7 here, Cam, but there's a bit, including Oklahoma State at Kansas State. Man, Kansas State have just been moneymakers. They're 14-1 on the season. They're 3-0 in Big 12 play. Cowboys from Stillwater have been struggling as well, 1-2 in Big 12 play, 9-6 on the season. It's a short price for Kansas State. Classic money line parlay material right there, though, Cam. And in fact, I think I might do the Wizard of Oz special tonight. Kansas State money line parlay. It's the Dorothy Daily State Double parlay of the night.
Yeah, yeah. Click your shoes together. Click, click. Kansas State, Jayhawk, Rock Chalk, and Wildcat. Beautiful.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're on the clock. We got a full house, Coach Young. We've got Sharapan, Dubsy stepping up and in the next couple hours. I've got a lot of 7 o'clock Eastern picks, so I'll throw it to Cam first so I don't take up all the time. What do you got for us, Cam?
Yeah, we're going to start off with the Buffalo Sabres against the Kraken. It's tough. Gabe brings up great points about the Kraken. They're the best team in the NHL right now, but a long trip. I hope it catches up with them tonight. Over 1.5 in the first period and over 6.5 in the game, but I like Buffalo more. I'm going to take the Vancouver Canucks plus 1.5 as well. Lean Carolina Hurricanes minus 140. Rangers minus 135. What else are we going to do? That's about it. I think Winnipeg, Detroit, I'm going to lay off, but I have a slight lean to Winnipeg. That's it, Morenci. And yeah, it's up to you now. Give me your card.
All right. I'm going to do the Dorothy two-step here. Kansas Jayhawks and the Kansas State Wildcats money line parlay. It's not bad either. It's like minus 135 or something like that. So Kansas State money line parlay, NHL hockey, Vancouver Canucks and the Pittsburgh Penguins over 6.5. Vancouver Canucks, Pittsburgh Penguins over 1.5 in the first period of play. Vancouver Canucks plus 1.5 in the hockey game. New York Rangers to beat the visiting Minnesota Wild. Give me the Rangers. Give me the Carolina Hurricanes to beat the New Jersey Devils. Give me the TNT special here. Tampa Bay Lightning to win the hockey game tonight against Columbus and the Toronto Raptors on the money line to beat the Charlotte Hornets. We gave you the over 1.5 in Vancouver, Pittsburgh. We got over 1.5 in the Seattle Kraken and the Buffalo Sabres in the first period. Over 1.5 in the New Jersey Devils and the Carolina Hurricanes in the first period. And over 1.5 in the Columbus Blue Jackets and the Tampa Bay Lightning in the first period. And that's all I've got for 7 o'clock Eastern. A lot of action. Let's rock.
Yep. Can't wait. Big night on the ice. And what else? I might as well give you my 7:30 pick because we're going to have the coach on. I'm going to take the over 5.5 Islanders and Stars as well, Morenci. Add that to my card.
All right. Dave Sharapan will join us. The coach will join us. We'll get into the Raptors, Hornets, and all the other NBA games tonight.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spin on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.